Moms had warned me I'd get deep in trouble one day. I should have believed her. Today was that day. I hadn't really wanted to ditch my family and ride to West Virginia. At least, not until after William Dexter got stretched out on our concrete block in Brooklyn. After that happened, everything changed. Now the bald dude with the scar kept glancing back at me from the front row of my bus. The expression on his face said he wanted to carve me up like a turkey on Thanksgiving. I got tense and reached for my right eyelid. I always did that when I got anxious. Rubbing it, I sank down in my seat and stared out my bus window to avoid bald dude's insane googly gaze. Outside on the highway, I read a sign. Welcome to West Virginia. Wild and wonderful. Some comedian has spray painted over it. Don't drink the water. They had so many trees down here. I couldn't see not one tall apartment building nowhere. Out the window, there were only green hills and sleepy trees. For the gazillionth time since I climbed on a different bus this morning at Port Authority, I wished I hadn't left home. I miss Brooklyn already. I miss Daddy and Papa. And even though that noisy argument me and my moms had made me eager to leave, I actually missed her and Shireen too. After a while, the big gray bus slowed down and rolled into a parking lot in front of an old gas station that was locked up dark. The folding door at the front of the bus squeaked open.
Horsewhip Hollow,
the driver yelled back. I had arrived, finally. I stood up to exit and, of course, crazy bald dude with the scar stepped off right in front of me. This man, made of muscle and fat, must have been at least 2 feet taller than me. I was 12 years old, but short for my age, like my daddy. Bald dude's skin was pale and red in spots, not smooth and cocoa brown like mine. His looked like it'd been sunburnt too many times. The only hair he had was some brown stuff on his chin. I think it might have been called a goatee. I was probably wrong about the name. I did know he was built like a pro wrestler, a beast.
Here you go, sonny.
The driver handed me my blue suitcase and red duffel bag out on the hot parking lot. He smiled at me and then glared at crazy bald dude.
I don't feel right leaving him here with you,
the driver told him.
Give me my bag, old man.
Angry bald dude grunted. He glared at me sideways.
Get it yourself, boy,
the driver told him. Bald dude sighed and reached into the luggage area on the side of the bus to snatch out an old camo duffel and a big ice cooler. I watched him check inside the cooler. Packed in the ice, there were dozens of bags of Brooklyn Star Franks. The beast shut the lid and grunted at the bus driver like he'd expected to find some of them missing. I glanced around the lot. Just one parked car. And that car looked empty. In a minute, this bus was about to leave me alone here, a million miles from home, with a lunatic white man who for sure wanted to delete me. My phone has zero bars. I swallowed real hard.
Dalton Spratt, the driver said to bald dude, pointing at him. The operator before told me all about the commotion this morning. I'm leaving you two boys here alone. If I should hear about any more hijinks involving this youngin' and you, you will wish your daddy never met your mama. Understand?
Bald dude Dalton frowned at him, spat onto the cracked gray parking lot, and strolled over to the grass to sit down on a curb in the shade.
Mr. Spratt, the driver shouted at him. I don't chew my cabbage twice, you hear? So listen up. If any harm befalls this here boy, the local authorities will find you and you'll be in a world of hurt.
Dalton just grunted again. That did not make me feel no better. I wiped my forehead. The sun was beaming down here in West Virginia. So hot. I missed the bus's AC already, as weak as it had been. The bus driver saluted me and took off. Now, it was just me and Dalton.